Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, this is Roland Trujillo with Shedding Shackles. Don't be afraid to pray for spiritual help. Pray to God and ask for light. Ask for light. If your thoughts are dark, ask God for light.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Ask God for Light. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. We know that a human being, we're told in the Bible, is created in the image and likeness of God. And those of us who are sensitive, who have understanding, we can see. In fact, even little children can see that human beings are special. And everything the little child does is in terms of human beings. The child projects itself and human activities into the toys that it plays with and animals, giving everything personality, even giving flowers. Everything has personality. The sun has a personality. The child draws the sun with a face, and the moon has a face. It's all in terms of people. So it's all about people, isn't it? When you come right down to it, it's all about people. And people are created in the image and likeness of God. So when you really come down to it, it's all about God and the very special creation that He made. He made the universe, all the stars and planets and everything. He made nature, all of the trees and animals and the mountains and the lakes. He made all of that. And then He made the jewel of His creation, a people that are like, in a sense, unto Himself. They have a personality, they have character, and they're a soul in a body, a consciousness in a body. So the human being can intuit, can realize, can understand, can see principles. The human being can do all of that because we're a soul in a body. So this great creation that He made out of atoms and electrons and force fields, He made this physical universe, and into this universe He put the human being. So humans are very special. So therefore, it means that the way we relate to other people is very important. Human beings are not things. Human beings are metaphysical beings, souls in bodies. And so relating to people becomes very important. And we know that that's true because here's another thing. What does God care about? Well, He provides for everything. He provides for all the animals, for the fish and the birds, and the plants. He provides for them. So He cares about everything. But now let's take this special creation that He made, human beings. What does He care? In other words, when you're relating to other people, to your mom and your dad and your wife, your husband, your partner, your children, your co-workers, your neighbors, other people, He cares very much. And we know this by way of conscience. See, conscience, intuition, is your closest link to God. And so when you, for example, are mean to somebody, you say something really mean, afterwards you feel bad, that's your conscience. And so you know God gave us this conscience. You know that there's something wrong with being mean to people. When you're phony with people, you see it. When something is unjust, especially if you're being unfair with somebody. If you're not overly emotional, then you're going to see it. When you see it, you feel bad. God wants us, you can tell what He cares about. He cares that we are fair with people, that we don't lie to them, that we don't cheat them, and that we don't hate them, and that we don't resent them. And if we can do a little something for them, we should. Sometimes we can't, but if we can, we do. So those are the things that He cares about. He does, like I've always said, He doesn't care if you spill a little milk on the floor. He doesn't care if you get a spot on your pants. He doesn't care if you forget where you put your keys. He doesn't care if you're a few minutes late for work because you overslept. See, He doesn't care if you buy something that you really don't need. But He does care if you resent somebody or if you are not honest with them. He cares about that. And you know that He cares. You know it in your heart. Your conscience makes you aware.
Hi, my name is Ava. With new listeners always coming on board, Roland wants me to briefly introduce Shedding Shackles. Roland is the founder and host of the program now in its 35th year on the air. Shedding Shackles began as the Common Sense broadcast. After about 10 years, Roland changed the name to Talk to a Pastor. However, he soon decided on Shedding Shackles. Roland is happy that Shedding Shackles is on Christian radio, can be found at most podcast places, and you can even listen to Shedding Shackles on your phone. Many people don't know that Roland is a volunteer and doesn't work for a station or any particular church. He's just a guy who is dedicated to helping people find freedom in Christ and peace of mind in God. Sounds good to me.
Do you have a question for Roland? If so, call the listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Leave your name, the city you're calling from, and your message, and Roland may answer your question on the air.
What does God care about? Well, He doesn't care if you forget where you put your keys. He doesn't care if you're a few minutes late for work because you overslept. See, He doesn't care if you buy something that you really don't need. But He does care if you resent somebody or if you are not honest with them. He cares about that. And you know that He cares. You know it in your heart. Your conscience makes you aware. All right. So He is a very remarkable being. When you think of the very best characteristics of someone who is noble and patient and gracious and kind and courageous and forgiving, whatever you think of, long-suffering, all the beautiful virtues that you think of in a noble person, that's what God is. So we're very fortunate to have such a wonderful God. But now, let's talk about relating to Him. All right, so we've talked about relating to other people. Now let's talk about how we relate to Him. Well, I already said that you have a conscience and that your conscience is your closest link to God. I'm going to go over this again. Those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, some people have heard me for 35 years. But if you're new, there's always new people. And some of you have been listening to me, but you still haven't gotten it. So I'm going to say it again, because you'll get it. You haven't gotten it. But then all of a sudden, you'll get it. So I'm going to say it again. And those of you who already know this, then just, you know, bear with me. Conscience. So let me start again. Intuition is how you wordlessly know things. It gives you understanding. It gives you wisdom. It gives you insight. And when you follow your intuition, look at somebody like Abraham. I understand that he left everything behind, went off into the wilderness, and was there for 100 years following God. And then he was called a friend of God. He followed God. But how did he know what God, his intuition? He just knew. How about Moses? He just somehow knew in his heart. He didn't know that he was going to be the great leader of the Israelitish people. He didn't know that God would through him accomplish great things. He had no idea, no idea. But he just sort of sensed that being in this Pharaoh's house, it was nice. The Pharaoh, that was the richest household there was. Moses could have stayed there. He probably would have become the Pharaoh himself. But he gave it all up so he could go and be with his people. And he became a sheep herder in the desert for 40 years. He was following his intuition. Scientists, explorers, they follow their intuition. Well, so that's what God gives. It's a gift, your intuition. And what is it? It's your closest link to God. But now, if you don't follow your, so Ed, that's called living by faith. See, you just take one step at a time. You just do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And always you're checking with your conscience. You're checking with your intuition. Always you're in the back of your mind, you're just always ready to be delicately aware of the rightness of things. And there's a book, you pick it up. Maybe I'll read this book. You start reading it, and there's something in there inappropriate. It's a novel, maybe. There's something inappropriate. No, I don't think so. And you put it away. And there's something you could buy. No, I don't think so. And there's some stuff going on over there. No, you just don't go that way. You go a different way. You follow your intuition. One step at a time. And if you stayed with your intuition, if you stayed with that, what you know in your heart, just following that wordless hunch, then yeah, you would become a Steven Jobs, an Albert Einstein, a Madame Curie, a Christopher Columbus. You would become a Moses, a Paul. See, you would become a George Washington. You would become a noble person. All you would have to do is just follow your intuition, what you know in your heart. But when you deviate from it, then you will sense it as conscience. All right? So here comes somebody, and you resent them. You resent your mom or your partner or whatever. You resent them. Afterwards, you can sense that you didn't do what was right. And what would have been right in that moment? Not resenting them, not judging them, not condemning them, just overlooking, not getting angry at them. See how simple. So you didn't do that. So your conscience is 20/20 hindsight.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
All right, so here comes somebody, and you resent them. You resent your mom or your partner or whatever. You resent them. Afterwards, you can sense that you didn't do what was right. And what would have been right in that moment? Not resenting them, not judging them, not condemning them, just overlooking, not getting angry at them. See how simple. So you didn't do that. So your conscience is 20/20 hindsight. See, when you make a mistake, then you become aware that you made a mistake. Now, this could be a very useful thing. It's very useful because we're imperfect. See, we're not perfect. We're imperfect. And we're born into an imperfect world to imperfect parents and imperfect teachers and imperfect everything. And so we start messing up ourselves, you know, resenting them and hating them and getting angry at people and stuff like that. And not only that, but these imperfect people have us do things that are weird or, you know, cultural things. They make us do things that just seem kind of weird. And the more we do things that are weird, and the more we're thrown into environments like preschool and day school and school, we're thrown into these sometimes awful environments, then it rubs off on you. It gets into you. It upsets you. It breaks through the force field of your innocence, and you become corrupted by it. And you become even more imperfect. Whether you go along conforming to things that are not good, conforming to the group. See, the group tells you to smoke marijuana. The group says this and that. And you go along with it sheepishly or resentfully. Well, but somehow in your heart, you know it's not right. So you err. So to make a long story short, you make mistakes. You become even more imperfect. And you've made a lot of boo-boos. All right, so now how you relate to when you make another boo-boo, which you will make another boo-boo, another error. How you relate to that error that you just made is very important because it can be your recovery. What do we do when we make an error, when we do something that's not right or something foolish, something that doesn't make sense? What do we do? And why do we do that? Because we somehow had become upset, emotional. Often it's under the spell of emotions. But then there we are. We sense that we've made a mistake. But what do? We don't want to see it. We don't want to see it. So we excuse it. We rationalize it. We justify it. Or we push it under the carpet. Or we distract ourselves so we don't have to look at it. We blame others. It's their fault. See, we don't want to see our own wrong. We escape into thinking, into movies, into video games, into shopping, into marijuana, into alcohol. We escape and into more emotions. Somebody made you emotional. You became emotional. Then you made the mistake in the first place. And now you make the mistake again. And then you escape into the emotion to hide from seeing your mistake. So you're escaping into the very condition that you should be rising above. So how do you rise above it? In that moment when you actually see your mistake, careful. Don't resent yourself. Don't get angry at yourself. Don't resent your emotion. In other words, don't get angry at your anger. Don't resent your resentment. Just see it. And what are you seeing it in? You're seeing it in the light of intuition from God. You're seeing it. You're observing it. You see error as error. That's it. You just see it. But now do you see that you're not a part of the error? You're a part of the solution. You, in the light, are observing the error. You're not a part of the error anymore. You're observing the error. Do you see the metaphysical and psychological significance of that? To have separated from the error and to be what? Observing it? And now the light in which you stand, God's light, shines on the error and exposes it for what it is. And not only that, but you are separated from it. And you see, the error takes your energy. It uses your energy. often when you're angry or upset or something like that. So here's what you do. You watch the error. You watch the error, and that's all you have to do. Nothing else is needed. God will change it. God will change it. It or his light has an effect upon it.
This is Jeremiah Trujillo. Don't forget the reason for the Christmas season. We should celebrate God's love for the world through the birth of the Christ child, Jesus. The joy that Jesus can bring to your life should last the entire year round. Just focus on living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. You can do that by following your intuition, and in time, you'll rediscover hope and joy in your life.
So, here's what you do. You watch the error. You watch the error, and that's all you have to do. Nothing else is needed. God will change it. It or his light has an effect upon it. And his light, see, it's like I said last week in the program, if you have a dirty towel, like maybe you've been working out in the gym and you have a real dirty towel, if you hang that towel out on the clothesline in the bright sunshine, then the sunshine goes to work on it and cleans it all up. So what you need is God's light in your life to be attached to him. See, you detach from the world. Now, you've probably heard, you know, people talk about detachment, but you're not only detaching, but you are attaching to God. You see the difference between just detaching, you're attaching to God. And then you bring that light with you as you go out in the world. So now you don't mind seeing your mistakes. You're glad to see them because that way you get better and you don't somehow, you're not involved in and lost in the mistakes and making them over and over. Now you stand back and you have some distance and you don't have to make the mistake anymore because it doesn't control you. It's not taking your energy. It's not using your energy. You're separated from it. So I think I've made my point. So I want you to see how important intuition and conscience, which is 20/20 hindsight, how important they are. And when they make you aware of something, rejoice, be glad, because now you are observing in the light. In the past, you've always tried to fix yourself, or other people tried to fix you. It never worked. God needs to fix you. He's the one that made you. He's the one who can fix you. So you need to let him do it. And the way you do it is by wanting him in your life. And that means wanting conscience in your life, wanting intuition in your life, getting your ego out of the way and not resenting what you see, but just observing it. And then God's light goes to work on it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years.
If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving. We want to do what Christ told us to do, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started.
Our problems in life begin when we become angry, resentful, and upset. When we are angry, emotion clouds reason, and we say or do the wrong things. Next, we become upset, angry at our anger, and resentful at our resentment. All this does is add another layer of wrong reaction. And when we are resentful, we are even more cut off from reason and calmness. The reason these self-help and positive thinking projects don't work is because they are another egotistical effort to make ourselves good. In other words, they stimulate pride, and pride is our downfall. The real answer is to stop reacting emotionally and resentfully. If you do not become upset in the first place, you won't have to repress emotion or try to make up for guilt in the second place. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of remaining patient and more forgiving. When you are not upset, you regain mental clarity, make fewer mistakes, and begin seeing creative solutions to your issues. Knowing that you can cope removes the fear factor and permits you to start living positively and enjoying better relations with your loved ones. By learning the simple technique of how to remain centered and calm, you are pre-armed with mindfulness. It is anger and upset that wash away patience and reason. In other words, you can learn how to hang on to your patience by not becoming upset in the first place. Learn the secret of staying calm in the face of stress today. You've tried solving your issues the hard way. Now, how about trying the effortless way? Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the free meditation.
Here's my Christmas wish for you and for those near and dear to you too. May every Christmas light remind you of the night when God's dear Son was born. May the sound of every bird spread the joyous word of our dear Savior's birth in your little corner of the world. Let every Yuletide song awaken you to long for ready heart and willing hand to share his love where'er you stand in your little corner of the world. May every Christmas light remind you of the night when God's dear Son was born. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo,